Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A friend of mine, Kara Keaton, who helps coordinate Farm Bureau's certified roadside market program, recently emailed an aerial photo of some impressive farm art, some fairly large farm art.
With the drought we've had this year, we really didn't know what we were going to wind up with, but I'll tell you what, we got the rain on the corn maize. It was later than our other corn, and it really turned out wonderful.
Carl Chaney, owner of Chaney's Dairy Barn and Restaurant near Bowling Green, here with how you go about building a corn maze.
For the last 2 years, we've used a surveyor, and he sets up at the corner of the field. And once we have the design set up, then he has points to where he surveys to. And so we go out throughout the field and kind of set it off with orange paint, and then after we get through doing it, we go back and mow it. Right after we do that, the corn's probably about 10-12 inches tall. Then you mow it about once a week, and wow, next thing you know, you got a pretty decent corn maze.
Chaney's and many other agritourism stops are gearing up for the fall season.
This time of year, agritourism businesses really have a lot to offer. There's so many of them. Their fall crops are coming in. Their pumpkins are getting ready to come in. And they have so much to offer for the consumer to come out and spend a little time on the farm, see what agriculture is all about, but also enjoy themselves.
We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
A corn maze is a truly fun activity at your local agritourism location, but be warned.
Last year was a pretty good maze, and I think we went in and had to find three different people and help them out, and it's really not that difficult. Whenever they go in, they take a map of the maze and also our telephone number so that they can call if they start to get a little worried that they can't find their way out.
We'll have a couple of agritourism websites for you in a minute as Carl Chaney makes an important closing point.
A lot of the agritourism businesses offer a lot of things that are not expensive for families to be able to do. And, you know, you can take the family out to the farm and you can do a lot of different things and have a blast and it not cost you an arm and a leg.
Online, you can check Farm Bureau's KYFB.com site for roadside markets and also the Kentucky Ag Department's KYFarmsAreFun.com, a great site. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.